This is the Redeemed Christian Church of God, More Than Conqueror Parish.
Father, we thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please help me celebrate my Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the I Am That I Am. He is your Father. He is our Father. Give him praise. Jam your hands together, all ye people. Shout with the voice of triumph unto the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Adonai, our hope, our strength. We bless your name. Thank you, King of Kings. We celebrate you. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please take your seat and get your pen and Bible and also your jotter. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is glory? Glory is the subtotal of a man's life. When you put all the equation together about a man, about a woman, it is called glory. And you see, while the Lord was taking me through this, the Lord made me to, you see, it never occurred to me that man has his own glory. God has glory, man has glory. There are different levels of glory we'll look at. So it never occurred to me that way, particularly for man. And God said, no wonder he said that they change their glory. They change it. In the book of Psalm 100, they change their glory. You see, when men begin to worship, staff, what they are doing is that they are simply, because we are a reflection of God's glory. But my prayer for you this afternoon is that your glory will be restored back. So it means that Christ in me, the hope of glory. It means that your path will keep shining more and more until the perfect day. Say that will be the order of the day in my life. You see, I love confessing God's word. That will be the order of the day in my life. Tell your neighbor, that will be the order of the day in your life. That you can find in the book of Proverbs 4, verse 18. Now, let's look at some few things as we go into, to look at this closely. Let's look at the dimensions of Christ in you. So the topic is Christ in me, the hope of glory. There are different dimensions, and then we'll look at glories, and then we'll pray. Dimensions of Christ in you. That's the first part. Number one, Christ in you for salvation purposes. That's dimension number one. Why will Christ be resident in you? The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, describing the life of Jesus, summarizing his entire life. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Let's scream Jesus three times. Jesus, 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 for he shall save his people from their sin. So Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why? What is the dimension of Christ in you? Number one, Christ is in you primarily to save your soul, to draw you back to himself, to bring you back to Christ, to restore you back to God and all that you have lost. So that is the basic and the entry level. Understanding Christ's mission on earth and the role of the cross. So again, God sent Jesus Christ into the world to die for your sin and for my sin. That is why the Bible says Christ in you. So the first thing that does is that it's for salvation purposes. And if you are here this afternoon, you are here to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This afternoon will not pass you by in Jesus' name. So Christ in you is for salvation purposes. Now, it is for the purpose of bringing you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, but for you to remain in Christ and for Christ to remain in you, something must happen. You must grow. Tell your neighbor, you need to grow. Tell your neighbor, you need to grow. There's empty space up there. I mean, say it with confidence. There's empty space up there. Tell your neighbor, you need to grow. Ephesians chapter 4, quickly. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's look at from verse 14. That we henceforth don't be no more children anymore.
Toss to and fro.
That you know, little thing toss you here, another thing toss you here, you are not stable. Go ahead.
And carried about with every wind of
doctrine. They say, well, if you enter that church, the prophet just prayed for you and said, tomorrow you get a car. Winds of doctrine. Winds of doctrine. Winds of doctrine. You see, devil has made in such a way that to advertise the fivefold ministry in such a way that men now celebrate that, forgetting the very person behind it, which is Jesus Christ. Go ahead, read it again.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro,
okay,
and carried about with every wind of doctrine,
okay,
by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness.
You know, when the Professor Gamali was defending the apostles, he was defending them. They said, this way, he said, come, let me tell you. And he began to unfold Israel. And he talks about Judah. You know, there's another Jesus that was mentioned by Gamali, if you read your Bible well. Yes, he mentioned that. He said, have you forgotten? He said, there was one Jesus who rose up at that time, and he carried thousands of people away. Even in our generation, this has happened. So by the sleight of men, maybe some people just say, well, they are prophets. And then you see people trooping there because they are looking for miracle. That's why Paul said, some are looking, or the Greek are looking for signs, some are looking for wisdom. But for us, the Bible said we should grow. Now, go ahead.
And cunning craftiness,
uh-huh,
whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Whereby, that is the summary of it, they lie in wait to deceive. Thousands of people have been lured away all over the world. You hear of Jesus of Brazil, Jesus of Oyinbo in Nigeria, and so on in China, different Jesuses all over the world now. But we know the authentic Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I know the authentic Jesus. And he lives in me. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead, sir. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love.
May grow up into him in all things.
You may grow up to him in all things. Hold on, sir. In all things. Not just in one thing, sir. Not just in love. Not just in prayer. Not just in the word. Not just in speaking in tongues. In all things. You see, Christianity is all encompassing. It's not one side. It's not just, don't be on one side. I was listening to one of my father and the Lord, Pastor Kumuyi. He said, all he hears from some people is holiness. He said, is that all the gospel is? He said, all he hears about from some people is prosperity. He said, is that all that is? No, that is not all. The Bible is all encompassing. And he said, we should grow in all things. Go ahead.
Which is the head?
Uh-huh.
The even Christ.
Okay.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together.
Uh-huh.
And compacted by that which every joint supplies.
Uh-huh.
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. You may take it. So number one, Christ in you. Number one dimension is Christ in you for the purpose of salvation. Number two, Christ in you for the purpose of kingdom service. Let's say kingdom service. Say it louder. Say kingdom service. Why will Christ remain in you? Why will he remain in your family? Why will he remain in your household? It is for kingdom service. Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 from verse 1 to 3. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them 2 and 2. Somebody also mentioned that. When we went for evangelism, before his face into every city. Brother Christian, come. Brother Osinachi, come. He sent them 2 by 2. Some people don't know the purpose of the church. 2 by 2. Brother Titus, please come. So what you are going to do is this. Just do him gently. Maybe he has not eaten. So you try to pull him away. Now, Brother Titus, come here. 2 by 2, he sent them out. The purpose of the church. Now, try to pull this man away. So, at a point, I'll do as if I'm releasing him to you. With the moment I'm trying to release it, then you join us, and then you help put together. Now, two by two, okay? Now, did you see that when we had two people join their hand together, what happened? We were able to pull him to ourselves. That is the purpose of the church. Please go back to your seat. Jam your hand together for Jesus on their behalf. Jam your hands together for Jesus on their behalf. So, for kingdom service. Now, he said, after this thing, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Now, look at verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great. Tell your neighbor, the harvest is truly great. But the laborers are few. Tell your neighbor, the harvest is truly great. But the laborers are few. You know, I was telling the minister, I said, see, there was no time to share. I said, God is changing life in our midst. After the first service, the people that I met, God is changing life. Tell your neighbor, what you are doing in this house, continue to do it. But you know why? Everything is adding up to change life. Everything is like this, adding up. You are playing music. You're driving people, you're cleaning the house, whatever you are doing, looking after the wonderful children upstairs, whatever you are doing. And if you are in this house, you are not doing anything. All you are doing is like this. God said, I should tell you, you have been saved for kingdom service. Now, let's move on. Now, that he would send forth laborers into his house, into his harvest. Go your ways. Tell your neighbor, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Lambs are like sheep, naturally gentle. But wolves are devouring. Every wolf that wants to devour your life, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He will swallow them up. I say he will swallow them up. Your family will not be devoured. In the name of Jesus. You see why some of us don't say amen sometimes? I'll tell you why. I was there before many years ago. I'll tell you why. When they say God will deliver you from your enemy, they've never faced any fight. They've never seen any spiritual war. Maybe their mother or father is praying for them. That's why many of when they pray for you, just keep quiet. Because you've never seen spiritual war. Okay, I'll tell you one. You see, why growing up, just like I share about my brother, and I mentioned this story in my book. I won't forget that. I was in high school. I mean, it's not movie. It's not Nollywood or Bollywood. Real life. I'm telling you, and thank God I'm in the presence of God. And that day we were sleeping in my brother's room. All I know is that I was hearing my brother say, He wasn't married by then. We were just two of us. And for me, I was busy sleeping. And then the next thing, he just tapped me. He tapped me. He called me by the name. He said, I should look up. I look up. Lo and behold, what did I see? Black bears in the midnight. The bed was full, like the bed was just roaming around the ceiling. I mean, it's not movie. Real life, I'm telling you. So there were black bears in our room. So the question, when I saw it, I moved closer to him, and the question that was, how did birds enter our room? Well, all I knew that my brother was doing, he couldn't speak any further, he was in pain. And he said, look at him, and I saw the bird. You know, by then, it was one leg in Christ. Assuming it is now, they won't hear it. Holy Ghost fire, consume them. That's why when we tell you to stay in Christ, you think it is for the pastor's good. It is for your own good. Now, like I was saying, talking about kingdom service. Now, those birds were hovering around the house, and after about 30 minutes, they disappeared. You know what? I slept off again because it wasn't me they were looking for. It wasn't me they were looking for. But brethren, lo and behold, at the end of the day, my brother was sick for about 6 months, and I'm telling you a real life story. On his right lap, they removed 3 stones. Sama, how did stone enter a woman being's lap? That's to tell you how spiritual wickedness are you. Please rise up on your feet and pray. So when we pray, some of you say, man, it's because you don't know what we are talking about. You don't know. You've never seen it. But they are here in Winnipeg. Don't think it's only in Africa. They are all over the world. They have a network of witches globally. Now, we too, we also have a network of believers. Now, hold your hand together with your brother. Hold your hand. Now, you are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I break the network of evil, the network of witches and wizards in this community, over my brother, over my sister. Go ahead and make that your prayer. There is network of believers. Network of believers. If there is network of witches, there is network of believers. E kata ta 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 ta. E prata kata ya balaya kata brato. E kuta para katara bratesa. E kuta para ta 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 ta. E kruka para ta 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 ta. E mare kato basatale bratesa tara. E kode prata ta 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 ta. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Find somebody else and hold. For our brethren from reserve community. Many of the brethren here will bear me witness. So don't think that what we are telling is only in Africa. Somebody came here, one of the miracle service, by then we still had Pastor James. And he narrated that he left his place. He said in broad daylight, there was witches and wizards in his community here in Canada, in Manitoba, that was terrorizing his life. So he came from the reserve community. He came to join us for service. And he shared the story. How witches and wizards in broad daylight were terrorizing him and his family. You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, every network of evil, every network of witches and wizards in this province, what are you waiting for? Scatter in the name of Jesus. Semakata paratiata. Rekutaba. Esurepotete tekedubara. Esarapatia tokeke. E yapata. Yekaba. Yepata. Yepata. Rekutapapa pariata deko. In the name of Jesus. Keruparata katia prate. For in Jesus mighty name we are praying. Now you are going to hold the hand of somebody else. Lastly for now. You see, campuses are also the object of attack for spiritual forces. Can I tell you why? Sama, it's because there are young brothers there, young sisters, futures are there. President, pastors, evangelists, they are there. And so they are looking for ways. You see, some of them, they are not human beings. You say they are classmates. They will bring candy and you too, you just take and eat. You are going to pray over all our students. Now begin to mention all the campuses. Begin to disorganize every network of evil. Looking for young brothers. Looking for young sisters. They will not find you. Are you praying or you are just some mumbling? Are you praying? Kenu parata. If there is network of evil, there is network of saints. If there is network of evil, there is network of saints. And the Bible tells me the virtue of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. Availeth much. Send it over to your children's school. Send it over to the high schools. Send it over to the government house. Don't worry, they are feeling the heat. They are feeling the heat in their cohorts. Kemuna prate kosipara. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Tell your neighbor you are doing well. Please take your seat. Take your seat. Take your seat. For kingdom service. So, Jesus has saved you the dimension of Christ in you for kingdom service. After you've now understand the basic rudiments of what it means to be born again, now you are in Christ. The next thing is that you need to know that you are on a mission. You are on a mission. You are on a mission. Many of you don't know that you are on a mission by being in this house. Like Esther. like Daniel. You may not be here forever. You're on a mission. The mission to rescue soul. You're on a mission. Tell your neighbor, you're on a mission. You're on a mission to avert souls. Look at the testimony of our sister. You see, one of the personal testimonies you derive from winning souls, that is what we call joy unspeakable. I can't feel it for you. You can't feel my own. I can't express it. You hear the testimony of the evangelism we did yesterday night and this afternoon. So when you run after somebody who is in darkness and you bring them out of darkness into light, there is this joy unspeakable in your own life that you can't even express. You are just happy seeing somebody deliver from the mouth of the devil. And my prayer is this. Anyone in the mouth of the devil at this time, in this community, in this house, you are delivered. Amen. I say you are delivered. Amen. So you have been redeemed for kingdom stewardship. Tell your neighbor, you have been redeemed for kingdom stewardship. Find somebody else and say, you have been redeemed for kingdom stewardship. So mission to avert souls. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why? To avert souls. To prepare souls for God's coming. You are in that faculty for a reason. To avert souls. To avert souls. In your workplace, you are there for a reason. To avert souls. To avert souls. To avert souls. You are in this community for a reason. To avert souls. To avert souls. Number three. Dimensions of Christ in you. Number three. Christ in you. For the purpose of being a light unto the world. There's a light in every man. And it is that light that makes the glory to shine. Don't forget, we are still coming back to talk about glory. So it is that light that makes the glory in that man to shine. Matthew chapter 5. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 14.
Ye are the light of the world.
Ye, you, me. Us, we are the light of the world.
A city that is set on an hill.
A city that is set on an hill.
Cannot be hid.
Cannot be hid.
Neither do men light a candle.
You are going to rise up on your feet and look for a partner. And tell that partner, there's a light in you. There's a light in you. I can see the light. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Now you are going to pray for that neighbor and say, in the name of Jesus, arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Go ahead and pray for that brother. Pray for that sister. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please sit down. There is something that quenches light in a man quickly. Sin. And one of the grievous sins is immorality. While we were on campus, there was a sister. I think I also mentioned this as well. She came to visit her friend. And not knowing that she belongs to the Marine Corps. Again, these stories, they are not film trick. They are real life stories. This one, my wife knows what I'm talking about, will know where I'm going to. And so in our hostel in those days, we do morning devotion. And all of a sudden, God turned that morning devotion to a crusade ground. And so things begin to happen, miracles, diverse things. And so one day, God said we should organize a crusade in our campus, in our hostel. And in that crusade, as we started, you know, there were brethren who had been praying, you know, Brother Kayode, all of them, so many of them, Sister Bisoye, my wife, all of them, we've been praying. And then this sister, as we started the program, She wasn't comfortable. All of a sudden, she was just rolling around, pulling up her hair. When they tell some of us, pray. He said, don't mind. He's pray all the time. It's because you have not seen it. So he's doing me like this because I've seen it. Right? I've experienced it. My prayer is that you will not experience it. Yeah. I say you will not experience it. Yeah. I saw human being pulling up her own hair live like this. Pulling it up. And I was moved with compassion. And the Lord said, well, Lord, what should we do? And the Lord said, I should tell Sister Bisoye, my wife knows her, tell Sister Bisoye to go and get scissors. And the sister too was bold in Christ. And so she went and, you know, other even brothers, some were taking cover in one corner. You think that they are praying. But when they saw somebody pulling her, when they see me moving closer, they think I was going to call them. You see them going to one corner. He said, what they are trying to tell you, sir, don't come here. Just say this one. But thank God, Sister Bisoye was there. And the Lord said, tell Bisoye to go. I told Sister, go and get me. And others were praying. And so we got it. And the Lord said, I anointed it. And then we began. The moment we began to cut all the, you know, the attachment and all the things she put on her head, you know, within a few seconds, she just lied down. And later when I followed up with her, with some other sisters, we went to our hostel. When we enter our room, it was like when you enter a courthouse. On the wall, it was white, like white clothes all around in our bedroom. And I said, what is this? She said, yeah, because she belongs to the marine world. That symbolizes when she's swimming in the distance. And then at that time, she had issue with, you know, abortion and a lot of things. What is my point, brother? Spiritual wickedness are real. You see, we don't flog them. When I mean flog, I don't talk about them often because I'm not exhorting them. Because we have been placed far above principalities and power. Yes. But you need to understand. That's why I'm telling you this. You need to know. Don't say, well, I'm in Canada now. Well, I'm in Canada. They are all over the place. You see, in spiritual realm, they have a network. But my brother shared something with me at work of how, you know, small cats, how people now are now consulting witches and wizards in here in Winnipeg. Young brothers and sisters. Yeah? In the office. My prayer is that you will not be a victim. Amen. I say you will not be a victim. Amen. I say you will not be a victim. Amen. So there's a light in you. Each one of us has been redeemed to shine as light in all areas of our life. Your marriage. Maybe the unbelievers are saying they don't know what it means to have a good marriage. Then God wants you to shine your light. Show them. They don't know what it means to have godly children. Show them by shining your own light. They don't know what it means to have a peaceful home. Show them by shining your light. So tell your neighbor, shine your light.
Shine your light.
Tell your neighbor, shine your light.
Shine your light.
You see, this light we are talking about, Sam, you see, is not limited to maybe holiness or, you know, spiritual, even prosperity. In all area of life, you are to shine the light for others to see. When they are looking for a God who is able to prosper, we are not talking about dubious means here. We are not talking about people engaging in prostitution or people engaging in their drug and bring their money to church. That's not what we are talking. We are talking about legitimate business. And that will happen in this house.
Amen.
I said that will happen in this house.
Amen.
I read the story of David Green. How many of us know David Green? He's an American philanthropist. You can check him out. David Green. He came from, his father happens to be a reverend. So he came from a family of believers. This man is one of the highest Christian philanthropists all over the world. Yet he's not a pastor. And that he pays his tithe. And that when they ask him, you know, one of the quotes, if you go to Forbes magazine, one of his quotes was that to prove to the world that it is possible to serve God and be rich. An American. Google it. His name is David Green. So that is the order of things will be happening in this house.
Amen.
I mean, brothers that have legitimate business. sisters with legitimate business. Amen. That God will prosper so much. Amen. I said that will be you. Amen. That will be me. Amen. That will be you. Amen. And that will be me. Amen. Number four. Dimensions of Christ in you. Christ in you to prepare you for eternity. Why is Jesus Christ in you? Why would the Bible say, Christ in me, the hope of glory? If Jesus Christ will remain in you, the purpose is, again, as we have established, one, to save your soul. After he finished saving your soul, you need to grow. Now, after you have grown, you see some people, they say, well, they are born again, but they don't attend church. They say, they are believers, but they didn't belong to any member of the body of Christ. They say, online is their church. The Bible did not say assembly of online, assembly of believers. Assembly of believers. You see, brethren, the Bible, let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Christ in you, the hope of glory. 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 Now, let's look at from verse 22 to 24.
Wives.
Submit yourself unto your own husbands.
As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body.
Therefore,
as the church is subject unto Christ.
As the church, more than conqueror, is subject to Jesus Christ.
So let the wives be to their own husbands. In everything. Now,
husbands.
Love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church. And gave himself for it.
Hold on, sir. When the woman submits to her husband, when the man loves his wife, see the result. Go ahead.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Go ahead.
That he might present it to himself.
A glorious church.
Not having spots.
Or wrinkles.
Or any such thing. That it should be holy. And without blemish.
Tell your neighbor, be holy. And without blemish. Be holy. And without blemish. Now, let's look at glory quickly as we pray. Get ready to pray. Dimensions of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now we've looked at Christ in you. Let's look at glory. Now, God, the God of glory. So God has a glory. He has glory. And that's why the Bible tells us in the book of, let's look at the book of Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, and let's look at verse 3.
And one cried unto another. And said,
Holy.
Is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
You may take your seat. Salvation, glory, honor, and power to our God. Hallelujah. Now, you see, God has glory. And anyone who wants to see the other side of God, then the person should try to touch God's glory. He said, my glory I will share with no man. Brothers and sisters, families, as God is changing your level, don't share the glory of God. It's a very dangerous thing. King Gerald tried it, and worm ate him up. Nebuchadnezzar tried it, and he turned to an animal. And so on. Abba Bethsaida, the one who saw the hand of God himself writing on the wall, that same night he was killed. You see, brethren, God doesn't have problem with lifting us up. One concern that God always have is that, would you give me the glory? Yes. He doesn't have problem with answering your prayer. But maybe after he has answered your prayer, would you not ascribe the glory to yourself? Tell your neighbor, don't touch God's glory. Tell somebody else, don't touch God's glory. Or maybe God is bringing you to a platform, academic platform, and say, well, and then because, again, we thank God for all the PhD, so I'm not hot, you know, speaking against them. Well, I want to thank God I have a master in this all by my strength. I did it. I finished my PhD, you know, counting all the papers. And after the speech, you even wonder, you can't even mention God in one spot. Yeah. I even say, God, help me. When you are making academic people, when you are telling people about what God has, don't be ashamed to put God there. Oh, God help me, I passed my road test. Don't say, oh, I passed my road test. The road was good. There are many people, the road was good and they failed it several times. But you went and you passed it. And when you went to test, Papa said, oh, well, I passed my road test. It was that easy. And God is looking. You are touching my glory. He said, I helped you. Now you can't even mention me and say, God help me. What is difficult there? Tell yourself, say, I will not share God's glory. I will not share God's glory. Number two, also man has glory. You have a glory. And that is the focus. But we're going to round up soon. Maybe if time permits, maybe some other time. Man has glory. Every one of us has glory. No, the wonderful thing about the glory of God is that it faileth not from glory to glory. It keeps changing us. That was the glory that Moses saw. And when he came down, the people could not look at his eyes. The glory of God. Now, man has a glory. What makes the difference between man and God is this. Man's glory fades away. Let's look at the book of Psalm. Let's look at Psalm 106 for now. Psalm 106, and then we'll come back to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Psalm 106, verse 20. Psalm 106, verse 20. Thus they change their glory
into the
sea. So you have a glory. Tell your neighbor, you have a glory.
You have a glory.
You are not saying as if you mean it. Tell your neighbor you have a glory.
You have a glory.
Tell your neighbor you have a glory.
You have a glory.
Go ahead, sir.
Into the similitude.
Read again, sir.
Thus
they change their glory.
Into the similitude of an ox.
Into the similitude. They change it to like the glory of an ox. You know ox. What do you do with ox? You ride on them, or just like ass, or the coat, the one that Jesus said, go and untie. What is their purpose? To sit on them, ride on them, you know, use them for farm, use them for war. That is the maximum of their glory. But for man, you see, when God created you, there's a measure of glory that he placed on your life. There's a measure of glory. So don't change it. Go ahead.
That eateth grass.
Verse 21.
They
forgot God their Savior.
Which had done great things in Egypt.
Which had done great things in Modern Cocoa Parish.
Wondrous work in the land of Ham.
Wondrous work in the land of Winnipeg.
And terrible things by the Red Sea.
Verse 23, the last one.
Therefore
he said
that he will destroy them. And not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in
and
the bridge.
And Moses stood and interceded. Go ahead.
To turn away his wrath,
uh-huh,
lest he should destroy them.
You see, what upset God is not only when people share his glory. It is also when man begins to diminish his own glory. You see some people bound down to iron like this drum. And says they are God. What that means is that they are reducing their glory to that of what? An ox. Or is it some people, they worship river. Some people, they worship tortoise. Some people, they worship trees. They worship they worship creations, not worshiping the creator himself. The moment any man begin to do all those things, or like the man and man that are sleeping together, they change their glory to that of what? Of an ox. They reduce it. My prayer for you is that the glory of the Lord upon you will shine. Yeah. I said the glory of God upon your life will shine. Yeah. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, and I read verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. When as a man, you are reducing yourself, you are reducing the glory of God in you by worshiping idols, bowing down to strange things, what you are doing is that you are sharing God's glory. For they spring forth, he said, neither my praise to graven image. Now, when we talk about man's glory, children has glory under man. There is also what we call the youth glory. Now, if you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. Proverbs 17, verse 6. If you are there, you can read. Proverbs 17, verse 6.
Children's children are the crown of old men.
Uh-huh.
And the glory of children are their fathers.
When you see children do well, it is the glory of their fathers. So children have glory. They have glory. When you see children doing well, their parents are excited. They are happy. They say, that's my boy. That's my daughter. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. The glory of the youth, Proverbs 20, verse 29. Proverbs 20, verse 29. The glory of young men is what?
Is in their strength.
Is in their strength. And the beauty of old men is what? Let us not be shy to read that scripture. Let's read it again. One to go. The glory of young men is their strength. And the beauty of old men is the gray hair. You know what that tells me? Hey, now that I have energy, I will serve the Lord. Amen. Now that I have energy, I will serve the Lord. I will serve the Lord. Because a time is coming that, you see, every one of us, we have gray hair.
Amen.
And they'll say, Grandpa, how are you doing? Well, it's fine. The day is going nowhere. You know, tell your neighbor, serve the Lord. This is the time to serve the Lord. Now, I want you to pray. Begin to pray and say, Lord, let your glory shine in my life. Let your glory radiate. And begin to ask God for forgiveness in any way you have shared his glory. Begin to ask him for forgiveness in any way you have shared his glory. Begin to ask him for forgiveness in any way you have shared his glory. Glory snatchers will not find your children. They will not find our youths. Say, Father, in any way I have shared your glory, I am sorry. In any way, by words, by thought, by action, by behavior, in any way I've shared your glory, I am sorry. In any way I have shared your glory, I am sorry. I am sorry, Lord. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. Now, there are people here that your glory has failed away. You need to ask the Lord and say, Lord, let my glory be restored. Every man carries glory. We don't have time, but every man carries glory. There's a measure of glory upon your life. Say, Father, don't let my glory fade away. Don't let my sun set at noonday. In this month, in this week, let your glory be revealed. Are you praying, youth? Are you praying? Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Lord, reveal your glory in me. And I vow to give you back the glory. Reveal it, Lord. We cast down our crown. 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 Jehovah Adonai. You deserve the glory. We cast down a crown. Are you taking back your glory? We don't have time. Just a few more seconds and we are done with this section. Crown, crown, Jehovah Adonai, you deserve the glory. Your majesty, Jehovah Adonai, you deserve the glory. Husband and wife, take back the glory of your marriage. Parent, take back the glory of your children. Fathers, take back the glory of your wife, your children, your home. Say, Lord, restore back to me my glory that you placed on me. In any way you have traded it, maybe in the time past, somebody told you by there, I say, if you go to that Babalawo, if you go to that prophet, they will just lay hand on you. Something happened. You see, that time, what you have done is that you reduce your glory. That's why the Bible says, all have sinned and come what? Short of God's glory. It might be in the past. This is the time to say, Lord, I'm sorry. In any way, I've reduced the glory you place on me by bowing down to creation instead of you, the creator. I'm glad some of you are praying. Tell him, restore back to me my glory. The glory you gave to me from the beginning, when you conceived me in my mother's womb, give it back to me, Lord. You glory snatcher, leave me alone. I don't belong to you. My glory will shine. Now, as we begin to round up, now begin to pray. My glory will shine. Your glory needs to shine. The glory of your children needs to shine, parent. If you can pray, the glory of your children will need to shine. Youth, if you can pray, your glory will shine. It will shine. You have a glory on your head. Don't think and say you are not a local champion. No. If you can pray, your glory will shine. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I am rising. My glory will shine. As I go in this week, my glory will shine. In this month, my glory will shine. The glory of my family will shine. In the name of Jesus, I will not share God's glory. When God heals you, when God promotes you, when God sets you free, don't be too big to come and testify. Don't be too big to stand before the brethren. That is sharing God's glory. When God has done something for you and you could not stand and declare, the psalmist said, in the congregation of the saints, I will stand and declare the wonders of God. Say, Lord, I will not share your glory. As you make my own glory to shine, Lord, I will not share your glory. What belongs to you, I will give it back to you. Now begin to thank you for answer prayer. I see things being restored back now. Glories are being restored back. In the name of Jesus. Glories have been restored back. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Rise up on your feet. I pray for you. Whatever glory that the enemy have stolen away from you, I command total restoration. Whatever glory the enemy have snatched away from your family, I command total restoration. Youth, listen. Whatever glory that the enemy have stolen away from your life, I command total restoration. Parent, listen. Whatever glory that the enemy have stolen away from your home, from your marriage, from your children, from your wife, from your husband, I command total restoration. In the name of Jesus, total restoration. Father, we thank you. And we declare total restoration of glory for this community. This community will come against homicide. Amen. We come against attack. Amen. We tame the works of the devil in this community. You belong to hell, Satan. So you and your co-host in this community, go back to where you belong. Leave the people alone. Go back to where you belong. In the name of Jesus. Our children in this house will excel. Our youth will be vibrant. Our youth will be on fire for God. In the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness, mommy, water, whatever they may call their name in any campus, they will not find you. They will not find you. In our high schools, in the name of Jesus, the light of the gospel will shine. In all our daycare, the light of the gospel will shine. In University of Winnipeg and all the campuses around, the light of the gospel will shine. In the reserve community, the light of the gospel will shine. Father, we give you praise. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.